Automation is powering what's possible for businesses of every size in every industry. Unlock your potential at Automate, the largest showcase of robotics and automation in North America, May 22nd through the 25th in Detroit, Michigan. With over 600 exhibitors, 200 speakers, and more than 25,000 registrants, there's no better way to power your business. Register for free at automateshow.com. That's automateshow.com.
This podcast is supported by Sondermind. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. Sondermind therapists can help if you're feeling off. They're available within days with virtual or in-person options, and insurance is accepted. Sondermind.com. Therapy works.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
We have got so many podcasts to get to this week, folks. The intros, the preambles, if you will, will be a little bit shorter than normal just so we can get to the meat of our discussions. By the way, speaking of preambles, you know I do one of these every week on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, and this one is getting a lot of attention. I'm going to play it for you because, well, frankly, it's got a lot of left-wingers melting down out there. And I think the primary reason for that is because I struck a nerve. They know how vacuous and silly and stupid the current regime is and the degradation of the Socialist Democrat Party. They know how silly all of this massive left-wing craziness is. And basically, most left-wingers just want us to ignore it. They just want us to ignore it. And when somebody like me or a liberty-loving Latino calls out this stuff and then connects the dots, oh, they go bat guano crazy. Here's how I put it last week in the preamble on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax. Have a listen.
It is illegal for any party to use government resources to benefit their campaigns, just as it is illegal for any party to use government agencies like the FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS to persecute, harass, and falsely charge political opponents to remove them from the political debate. But that's just what Joe Biden and his socialists are doing. Joe Biden's campaign is setting up shop inside the White House, reportedly allowing special access for influencers on social media, even users of TikTok, a tool used by our communist enemy, China. They use it to gather metadata on Americans, imperiling our national security and our sovereignty. Now, if Joe Biden's strategy sounds familiar, it should. Using influencers like Dylan Mulvaney was the brainchild of Bud Light. The marketing campaign sent a clear signal that Bud Light, and by extension, Joe Biden, well, they really don't care about what we the people think. It's all about them and their sensibilities, typical for leftist thought. Now, one can see why this self-centered strategy has an appeal. On Instagram alone, Mulvaney has nearly 2 million followers. His numbers are higher on other platforms. On the China spy app, for example, the man pretending to be a woman has over 10 million followers. Xi Jinping must be smiling from ear to ear. And though I may not agree with Joe Biden using an enemy of the United States as an ally to win election, the players involved are birds of a feather. Dylan Mulvaney is a man pretending he's a woman. Bud Light is water pretending to be beer. And Joe Biden is a puppet of China pretending to be a president.
Mm-hmm. And you can see why the left wing wasn't at all happy with me. Other strange things, not Dylan Mulvaney, other strange things happening out there, folks. The truth is out there. And we will try to get to the bottom of that truth with my friend and yours, Sean Chastain. The show behind the show comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Time for the show behind the show, my friends, and your friend and mine, Sean Chastain, joining. Hey, man.
Hey.
Look, I've got something I'm going to bring. It's probably a little heavier than normal. And, you know, you're a dad, I'm a dad. We'll get into it after you bring to what you've got to the table first. We'll get some stuff that's probably not so much hot and heavy out of the way. What's going on in your world?
Story over the weekend about cattle mutilation.
That is the strangest damn thing I think I've ever heard of.
Did you see this?
Yes.
So, we always heard about cattle mutilations going back to the 70s. But this time it's in Texas, in Madison, Brazos, and Robertson counties, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Six cattle found, no signs of struggle, cause of death unknown so far, no tire tracks, no footprints. Cows found laying on their sides with the hide around their jaws removed, but with such precision that the meat underneath wasn't touched at all.
Nope.
Just the hide removed.
And the tongues.
The complete tongue with no blood loss whatsoever, and no animals will scavenge the dead cattle. So no birds, no coyotes, no nothing like that coming after this stuff.
That's the strangest aspect of all of this. These are dead cows, and no
right.
wildlife will go near them.
And then two of the cattle had circles around the butts and genitalia to remove them with, again, such precision that nothing else was harmed and there was no blood loss. What the hell is going on?
I wish I knew. Now, look, there are a couple of things that came into my brain over this. This is somebody that's either practicing, you know, surgical mm-hmm. techniques for goodness knows what reason. That's number one. Or I'm going to introduce another story that came out this last week, which was this orb flying that was caught on tape by a drone over Mosul in Iraq in 2017. Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
And can you tell what the hell is driving that orb? How that's staying in the air, B, how it's moving through the air?
The only thing I can think of is it's some Quidditch ball from Harry Potter. That's
well,
only thing I can come up with.
If we can leave Hogwarts out of the discussion, I mean, seriously, dude, what the hell was that? And what the hell is going on with these cows?
The cow things really freak, because as far as the UFOs go, I've done the majority of my time driving at night, going to and from work and then driving, you know, around the country like I do. Never seen anything out of the ordinary. Now, I know it's a huge sky and a huge country, but which also begs, we're a tiny little planet. Why on earth would they come here, first of all, if there was, you know, some entity had the ability to get here? Why would they come?
Well, I mean, it begs the question, if they thought there was intelligent life, all they had to do was show up in the United States and see was sitting in the Oval Office and, you know, just, okay, I guess we were wrong. Hightail the hell back out of here. But I mean, seriously, I think, look, if you look at the biblical references, if you look at the geological record, if you look at the evolution of man, there are those who have theorized that the Cro-Magnon man made an evolutionary jump that it should not have been able to make without help. So
the theory is that maybe
if you're looking in the Bible and you're looking at the discussion of angels and you're looking at the higher beings, higher power, and what we are here on Earth, there are correlations between what some people theorize is that we are, you know, we have been banished, if you will, from the Garden of Eden, and this may be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess that's something.
But again, I am freaked out by those cows.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. So you got aliens, let's say, or master race or whatever. I don't know what they are. What can you glean from a cow anus? I just don't understand.
Well, comparative anatomy.
But again, this has been going back for as long as I can remember.
I know.
There
is a fascinating, it's like a graph out there that shows the gestational development of the various species on planet Earth. And only in the latter parts of development do you start to see the species and embryo changing form. That all of us kind of begin the same way. Human beings, cows, chickens.
Right.
And the development, the cycle, and then there's one part in the development, then it branches off, and then we all differentiate. If pigs are very, believe it or not, genetically close to human beings. That's why we're able to use a lot of their valves and a lot of their.
Yes.
They're
called the horizontal humans.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So maybe if this is not extra species, extraterrestrial in nature, maybe somebody's conducting experiments that they don't feel right in conducting on human beings.
Well, which is worse then? Aliens cutting out cow buttholes, or some psycho out there doing precision surgery for something bigger.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of hoping for aliens at this point. I mean, if somebody's out there harvesting cow anuses, I don't think I want to know what the hell they're doing it for. I really don't.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt.
And then
that's all I had. Just didn't caught my mind there, caught my eye.
Well,
it was just. And totally freaked out.
See, on the
tongues. Why so many cow anuses over the course of the last 50 years?
and again, the tongues, I was thinking, well, wait a minute. Maybe somebody was harvesting the tongue to eat. Because, you know, cow tongue is a delicacy among some. I've never tried it, but among some.
I don't know that it's a delicacy. I think it's what poor people eat because nobody else wants it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure somewhere it's a delicacy, but. I remember growing up eating tongue, and it's all meat.
Yeah,
it's
just, well,
looks disgusting, and
right,
and the texture's kind of weird. But I mean,
yeah.
it's all beef.
You know,
so there you go.
I have a big problem with as I'm tasting something, it tasting me back.
Right. Yeah.
So that's just me. Just me. Okay. So let's get into my hot and heavy discussion. I as you know, I'm a father. And my oldest was moved out of the house. We happened to do this when she went to college. Then she came back, and then now she's moved out into a place of her own. So,
oh, nice.
Well, yes, it is. It is nice. I'm very proud. I'm very excited for her new life getting underway, and all of that. But then, you know, I walked into the room, emptied. And your little girl left too. It was at some point, and I don't know if you went through this or you're just like, okay, well, you know, see you, sweetheart, and that was it. I don't know what you went through, but let me tell you what I went through, and you tell me what you did. I walked in, and it's all echoey, you know, because there's nothing in there now, and it's cold, and all of her art's down, all of her personality's out of that room, and it's just a room, and it felt cold. It felt empty. And then I'm thinking to myself, you know, with every one of my kids that this is going to happen with, you know, a little piece of my heart's going to walk right out that door. And so, yeah, it hit me. How did it go for you?
I get it, man. Same way. She, you know, went off to college, and I was a little bit different because She shared households with me and her mother. So I didn't have her all the time, but she did have, you know, her room here. So that, yeah, it just, I tell you, at the same time there was that Toy Story 3 came out, I believe it was, when she was going off to college, which is when the kid in Toy Story 3 goes off to college.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah, that freaking ripped my heart out.
Yeah.
And then do not, under any circumstances, speaking of Pixar, watch the short Dumpling.
Yes, I have already done that.
Those
I know
bastards at Pixar. I was sobbing uncontrollably. I mean, I had to seek professional help after watching that stupid thing.
For those of you who don't know what that is, it is this woman. It starts out this woman, and she fashions this dumpling that comes to life.
Right.
And it turns out to be a metaphor for her having to say goodbye to her little boy. And it just, you're right. It rips your guts straight out. It just,
oh, God bless. I mean, dude, if I was the letter writing kind or the boycotting kind, I would have sent off a tirade to Pixar for that.
I thought it was
short.
It was done very well. I mean, come on, if it elicits that kind of
emotion. Yeah, but it's terrible.
Why?
Terrible.
It's a terrible feeling. I wrote my little girl, she's my oldest, but I wrote her a note. And then at the end of the note, I said, you know, how is it possible to feel joy, sorrow, pride, foreboding, hope and despair, love and loss, and you feel it all at the same time? I guess you're a parent then, you know, because that's the definition, right?
You know, I've known people that have either wanted kids and they put it off for a career or chosen not to have kids, and we've talked about it, and I say, you know, the one thing that they don't tell you about parenthood is that from the very second you find out that you're pregnant until the day you die, it's nothing but worry and terror.
I know. Dude, I'm so
and
with you.
That's just the way it's going to be till you die.
Yeah.
And then who knows? But, and then it moves on, you know, to generations. So.
And that wasn't in the brochure.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't, man. No, it wasn't. I mean, obviously the good stuff outweighs the bad, but
yeah.
Every second of your life is consumed with fear and terror.
I'm just so happy that her boyfriend is not only learned about firearms, is proficient in firearms. And then so as I'm discussing with her, I go, you know, I think daddy's going to get you a 9mm pistol for Christmas because I think that's what daddy wants to do. Because like you said, I am out of now that she's not under my roof. Now that I can't see her light on, now that I know what she's, even though she was out there doing pretty much her own thing for the last, for the last 9 months or so, there's just that feeling. And then there's going to be that damn empty room staring at me until my wife decides what she wants to do with it. You know.
You know it's already decided.
Well, she's going to put a gym.
It wasn't by your wife. No, it's not. You have already gone to IKEA, looked up shelving units so you can put up your action figures.
Nope.
All over the room.
Not going to happen. I've got the small. I've got a small office space.
This wall's dedicated to Marvel. This wall's dedicated to Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I of all the people I could talk to about this experience, I knew you'd be the one to be able to sympathize and know exactly the range of emotions that happened.
Oh, yeah, man. And it is all over the place and will be for a while. And You know, I guess the overwhelming one is that pride, that obviously in them, you know, for adulting, because, man, adulting sucks. Golly. That wasn't in the brochure either.
Gas,
you know?
Prices. It's, yeah, just, here we go.
Adulting just sucks all the way around. But to get there, you know, you've got to be proud of her for getting there. But you've got to be proud of yourself, too, for getting her there. For raising the right kind of human being.
Right. And then you've got board games on when this podcast is being recorded, folks. It's a rainy day, actually an uncharacteristically cold rainy day.
Yes.
For April in North Texas. So you've got the grandkids and board games planned, yeah?
Yep. We just finished a game, took a little break, and now we're headed back to do some more. So I'm shutting her down, Luke.
Well, that's I got to tell you, man, that's the next phase. And that's what makes it all, I suppose, worth it, because then I get to dote, and then a whole new set of worries comes my way.
Whole new level of terror. And yep, it is, buddy. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, pal. And I appreciate you commiserating with me. That's it. The show behind the show and our buddy Sean Chastain. Talk to you next week.
Damn you, Pixar, for that dumpling short.
Okay. All right, that's it for this Salcedo Storm podcast, my friends. Do me a favor. Hug those kids if they're still at home. Those grandbabies, hold them a little tighter. I know it's not all fear and misery, but you parents out there can probably commiserate a little bit with Sean and me about what's going on. Also, visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com, and ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast with TNT Radio. Also, check us out on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure that society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
Automation is powering what's possible for businesses of every size in every industry. Unlock your potential at Automate, the largest showcase of robotics and automation in North America, May 22nd through the 25th in Detroit, Michigan. With over 600 exhibitors, 200 speakers, and more than 25,000 registrants, there's no better way to power your business. Register for free at automateshow.com. That's automateshow.com.